Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Player Profile Series, where today we celebrate the breakout season of quarterback Nick Foles in 2013. Foles led the Eagles to the NFC East Division Championship by posting the third highest passer rating in NFL history. The Offensive Player of the Month for November in the entire NFL threw 27 touchdowns against just two interceptions, and he capped off his amazing campaign by being named the Offensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. Let's look back at Foles' breakout season.
Touchdown pass to Brent Celek. He is firing for the end zone. Touchdown!
Four touchdown passes.
Fire. Touchdown!
Tying the Eagles' all-time record.
You couldn't have asked for a better performance.
Foles with a quarterback keeper right up the middle.
He is floating it to Riley Cooper. Perfect touch.
Perfectly thrown ball.
Beautiful execution all the way.
Can you throw it with more timing? With more precision?
And this is a perfectly thrown ball. That's how you do it.
Foles' defining performance came off the heels of arguably the worst outing of his young career. Back on October 20th, Foles completed just 38% of his pass attempts in a loss to the Dallas Cowboys, a game he exited early due to a concussion. Well, 2 weeks later, he got another starting opportunity against the Oakland Raiders. He would only tie the NFL single-game record by throwing 7 touchdown passes. That performance sparked a second half of the season in which the Eagles won 7 of their final 8 games to claim the NFC East Division Championship, and it also showed exactly why Foles has the perfect mindset to be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think a franchise quarterback is someone that's going to go to work every single day, and when it's game day, he's got to play well, but he's also got to be a leader. He's got to be a guy that the team looks to, the city looks to. And you have to be consistent. You're not always going to play perfect games, but you got to keep playing well. Because you see there's a lot of quarterbacks that, get these contracts. And then, if you don't play well in this league for, a certain amount of games, you probably won't be the starter. So I've never looked at, a label or anything as meaningful. It just means someone has your back and has that respect. But for me personally, I'm going to keep being who I am. I'm not going to change based on, labeling me this or, I should be this. I don't care about that. I know that I got to keep getting better each and every day for my teammates. That's the most important thing. And, the rest will take care of itself.
As Foles enters his third NFL season, he'll have the chance to grow and develop with another year of experience in Chip Kelly's offense. There's also the fact that there's no question who the starting quarterback will be for the Eagles in 2014. That, and combined with his performance in 2013, provides Foles with plenty of cachet as he develops and grows as more of a leader in the locker room.
I think the big thing is when you're a leader, you don't want to try to go out of your norm. I mean, you got to do things right. You got to work hard. I mean, that's the obvious stuff. But I think that you see a lot of people try to go out of their norm because they think that a leader should be something. And I've learned throughout the years that the most natural thing is to be yourself. Your team's going to respond to who that person, like if they know that I'm naturally being me and that's who I am, hey, they're going to respond better unless I'm trying, I'm in there faking something. So I'm going to just be me. I'm always going to be me. I'm not going to try to be anything else. I'm not going to, go out of the norm. I'm going to be who I have been my whole life, who my parents raised, who the good Lord, what he's instilled in me. That's what I'm going to focus on. That's what I'm going to be.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for checking out the latest installment of our Player Profile Series here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.